Welcome to Mosaic. I'm Rue McManus, and I just want to thank you for joining us today from all over the world. It is so exciting to receive from you your notes, your emails, your text messages, your DMs that are letting us know that you're connecting with us all over the United States, from Los Angeles to New York to Miami to Canada to Vancouver, Toronto to England to London and Belfast and Paris and Berlin and across the world. And we just want you to know that we consider you a part of our community. Everyone in KL, we love you. Everyone in Quito and Mexico City, we love you guys. And we're gonna begin a journey together because we are all facing this global pandemic. We're in a time of quarantine and lockdown here in Los Angeles, and many of you are experiencing very similar or even more intense realities where you're at right now. And when I listen to people, and when I've been having conversations with people, I just hear so many people letting me know this is an incredibly stressful time for them. They're experiencing emotions that many of them have never experienced before. They're feeling a higher level of anxiety, of stress. Some of them are struggling with depression. Some of them are just feeling overwhelmed. I've had some people tell me that they've actually experienced panic attacks for the first time in their life. And so we're going to journey together on the path to inner peace. You know, we're in a war right now with a virus, and we're all working together right now to bring this pandemic to an end. But one of the things that we can actually identify through our experience is the war goes beyond the virus, that there's a war going on inside of us. There is a psychological, emotional war that many of us are feeling overwhelmed by. And that's why we wanted to go back to the material inside of the Way of the Warrior, because when I wrote The Way of the Warrior, I was already so aware of the internal turmoil that so many of us were experiencing. And I've been there. I know exactly what it feels like. I know what it's like to feel as if you're in this dark night of the soul. I know what it's like to feel overwhelmed by life. I know what it's like to feel paralyzed by stress and anxiety. And yeah, I even know what it feels like to have a panic attack and to feel like you're overwhelmed by everything that is outside of your control. So when I wrote The Way of the Warrior, it wasn't just me making an outside observation of what's happening in other people's lives. It was really a multiple layered journey where I was going through my own personal journey and bringing out my own struggles and those principles I've learned in my life that have helped me overcome the battle within me. At the same time, after 40 years as a follower of Christ, having conversations with so many people and discovering those principles that help people move from the internal struggle and conflict to finding inner peace and this place of calm and rest. And I want you to know that reality can be your reality, that you don't have to live in the anxiety. You don't have to drown in the stress. You don't have to be overwhelmed and overcome by this moment that you experience a heightened level of isolation and disconnection. And what we're doing to protect each other through social distancing at the same time is creating a heightened sense of disconnection and loneliness and aloneness in people's lives. And I want you to know there's a way through this, even while we're still in it. So we don't have to get through this before we can get through this. We don't have to be past the quarantine and the lockdown before we can find inner peace and that sense of calm and rest that all of us long for. You know, Job said this in chapter 3, or describing his life, verses 25 and 26. He says, "What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. I have no peace, no quietness. I have no rest, but only turmoil." Sometimes when we hear the story of Job, we forget that Job was actually the person God hand-selected as someone who pleased God. Job was someone who was righteous and pleasing to God. Job was the singular example that God used to say, now there is someone who actually loves me, trusts me, follows me, someone I can have confidence in, someone I trust. Job was God's singular selection on the planet. So when Job goes through this kind of experience, when everything in Job's life was lost and everything for him was a loss and everything for him was a vapor. So when he makes this declaration, no matter how difficult our lives are, I don't know if they compare with the tremendous loss in Job's life. So it makes sense when he says, what I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. And there's some of you that those words resonate with you. What you feared has come upon you. What you've dreaded has happened to you. He says, I have no peace, no quietness. This is not someone who does not believe in God. This is not someone who does not know God. This is someone who actually has a relationship with the living God, who actually trusts in the creator of the universe. He says, I have no peace. I have no quietness. I understand that description because what happens is that there's all this turmoil inside of us. There's all this anxiety inside of us. There's all this noise inside of us. I have no quietness. I have no rest, but only turmoil. And it may sound a little jaded, but I find so much comfort in Job's pain. The fact that Job has experienced this kind of brokenness and pain and loss, this sense of no peace and no quietness and no rest, but only turmoil. It gives me hope that God understands what we're going through right now. And there's some of you that the words of Job in chapter 3 are the best description of what you're going through right now. And when he says no quietness, I have to tell you that resonates with me at such a deep level. It's probably been over 15 years when something happened inside of my brain. I thought it was inside of my ears, but I've discovered it was inside of my brain, where all of a sudden a loud noise erupted in my head, and I heard a ringing that was so loud it was almost debilitating. And I went to doctor after doctor after doctor, and they couldn't figure out how to fix what was wrong with me. And later I discover it's this particular condition called tinnitus, and it never went away. And that first year was one of the most difficult years of my life. It was so overwhelming that the ringing would just not stop, and I could not sleep at night, and it was just louder and louder when it was quieter and quieter. In the morning, I would wake up, and there would be, and not only ringing in my right ear, but then ringing in my left ear, and two different frequencies of sound, and I have to tell you, there was an exhaustion that began to take me over. There was a depletion of my energy, and it was just so hard to find the strength to make it through the day. And then I discovered that an incredibly high number of people who actually take their lives because of this particular condition. And I would be lying to tell you if I told you that I did not see those images, because there were days in my life I just wanted to end it because I wanted some quiet. I just wanted a moment of quiet. And I remember when I went to one doctor, they prescribed these particular pills, and I said, will the pills help reduce the ringing? And they said, no, the pills are for depression, because people who have this condition at the level that you have it are really vulnerable, and we want to make sure you don't get overwhelmed with depression. And I went home and I thought, I'm not going to take these pills, because I don't want to confuse what I'm going through with the condition of my soul. I don't want to surrender to it and concede to it. And I to this day, see, I wish I could tell you that there was a day where I prayed and God answered and the ringing was gone, or there was a day where other people prayed for me and laid hands on me and the ringing was gone. And I'm telling you, I have prayed and people have prayed, and the ringing is still there. And even now while I'm speaking to you, I hear it so loud. And when Job says he sees nothing in his life that brings peace, nothing that brings quietness, nothing that brings rest, only turmoil. I've been there. And I know that there are many of you who are there right now in your life. So oftentimes in these moments, people ask, well, where's God in this? And why doesn't God take this away from us? Why would God allow us to be facing a global pandemic? Why wouldn't God just give us instantly the cure to this COVID-19 virus? And Where is God in the middle of this? And this is what Jesus said in John 16, 33. He said, I have told you these things so that you may have peace. Before we even go any further, I just love the fact that Jesus knows that we need peace. See, he doesn't need us to cry out to him and tell him, God, our souls are in turmoil. Our souls are on unrest. We can't find that quietness, that peace, that rest. He already knows this. So he says, I told you these things so that you may have peace. But then he adds to this context. He said, in this world, you will have trouble. Well, is that an understatement? Is that an understatement describing the condition that we're in right now? Week one was bad enough, and week two was difficult, and week three was really, really tough. And week four, I just started wondering what in the world is going on. And every time I hear that we might be in isolation and in quarantine and practicing social distancing and having to wear masks and gloves and not being able to go to the movies and go to restaurants and see our friends and hug our community, every time I hear an update on this, I'm going, God, why would you let this happen? God, can you just fix this thing? And it's almost as if Jesus knew we're going to have this conversation. He says, and by the way, in this world, you will have trouble. This is a part of the way you can know we're not created solely for this world, that we're created for more than this life. But then Jesus says, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And so we can begin this journey, this path to inner peace by knowing that Jesus understands our turmoil. He understands that our souls are in chaos. He understands that we are struggling to find rest and quiet and peace. And he understands the context in which our struggle is taking place. And he says, I want you to know, I understand this world, and I know that you're going to face all kinds of trouble. But I want you to take heart. I don't want you to lose heart. I want you to find the courage to know that, he says, I have overcome the world. And the reason that should matter to us is that because Jesus has overcome the world, he gives us the power and the path so that we can overcome the world. In fact, all along, that's why Jesus came. That's the whole narrative of Jesus stepping into human history, God taking on flesh and blood and walking among us. That he was trying to guide us back to the way of peace, to the path of peace. And even in Isaiah, when he describes the coming of the Messiah, the coming of the Christ, and he begins to layer the names that Jesus would have. He said he would be a Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. A part of who Jesus always was intended to be was the bringer of peace. And in fact, when Zechariah was declaring in a song what was happening in that moment in history and declaring the coming of his son John, who would prepare the way for Jesus, he actually states this particular image. He says, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and the shadow of death to guide our feet in the path of peace. See, when John stepped into the world and before Jesus stepped into his public space, he was declaring, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He was preparing people, saying you need to repent and turn to God because the God who created us is coming for us. And I love the imagery that he gives us here because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death. It alludes to the Psalm of David. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He says, oh, he's come to us in our darkest moments, in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. This is why Jesus came. See, if we're going to journey together on this path toward peace, if we're going to step into the reality, into the experience of a life of peace, if we're going to know the quietness and rest and peace that Jesus brings, you have to begin by realizing that there's a peace that your soul longs for that only Jesus can bring. In Isaiah 26:3, Isaiah tells us this. He says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, or those whose minds are stayed on you because they trust in you." The path toward peace begins by putting our focus on the God of peace. It says, "He will bring us into perfect peace when our minds are stayed on Him." When He becomes the singular focus of our attention, when we push out all the distractions and all the other noise and voices that pull at us to create chaos and confusion inside of us. Because when we set our minds on Him, it's because we trust in Him. And this is where it starts. If you want the peace that Jesus brings, it begins by trusting in Him and then putting your focus, your attention, your mind toward Him, listening to His voice, letting God speak into your soul. Because the very one who spoke to the raging sea, "Peace be still," will calm your weary soul. But it begins by trusting Him with your life. And I imagine in this moment right now, wherever you are, whatever conditions you're facing, if you're in quarantine and lockdown and social distancing, if you're in isolation, or maybe you're locked in with people you love, but they're driving you crazy now. And, you know, you're so grateful for the people in your life, but you would just love to be able to get away and breathe deeply and just find some place where you could be alone and find some quietness. I want you to know that God is the God who can win this war that rages within you and within me. We're at war with a virus. We're at war with something that is invisible to the human eye. We're at war with a virus that is spreading through human contact. And yet the greatest war we're fighting right now is not the war against the virus. It's a war against the world within us. How are you doing in this battle? Is the war raging within you, creating fear and anxiety and distress and maybe even depression and despair? Are you winning the war within? Because God wants to give you perfect peace. But you have to trust in Him. And then put your mind in focus on what He's saying. For the next 5 weeks together, we're going to put our focus on what God says about how to find peace, how to find inner peace. Because the world has always been raging with war. And the world is at war because our hearts are at war. Humanity will only know war until we win the war within us. The only way we will ever have world peace is if we find inner peace. So I want to challenge you to take this journey with me, to take the steps down the path of peace that Jesus came to guide us into. And by the way, I love how in Isaiah 52:7, it tells us this: how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, "Your God reigns." How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace. There may be nothing more powerful right now than the person who can proclaim peace because they have found peace. The person who can bring peace because they know peace. I'm not that crazy about my feet. In fact, I imagine it's probably the least attractive part of who I am. And I think actually in the Bible, they're not really feet fans. It's even improper in cultures to show your bare feet. And in the context of the culture, your feet were usually dirty and you wear sandals and there's dust and dirt and they're calloused and they're unbecoming. And in fact, the reason Jesus washed his disciples' feet is because that was considered the lowliest of all actions. For Jesus to wash someone's feet was so far beneath God. And yet here Isaiah says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace. Maybe what people need more than anything else in the world is for us to be able to bring peace to them, to be able to speak shalom, peace, into every house, into every heart. But you cannot give what you do not have. So if we're going to be the agents of peace, if we're going to be the warriors of peace, if we're going to walk the way of the warrior and fight for peace and bring peace to all mankind, it has to begin with the war within. I have to know peace to bring peace to the world. The first step is to trust Him. Set your mind on Him and let Him give you perfect peace. You know, you may be listening right now and you know you desperately need inner peace. There's a war raging inside of you. There's chaos and turmoil and trouble and struggle and fear and anxiety and who knows what else. And it finally makes sense that what you need is you need God. Because you can't fight the war within you by yourself. But the only way that Jesus can win this war is you have to invite Him into your life. If you want Jesus to fight the greatest battle of your life, which is the battle for your life, you have to choose to give Him your life and let Him bring that victory to your soul. So what I want to do right now is I want to lead you in a prayer where you'll cross the line of faith and put your life in the hands of Jesus, where you will give your life to Him so He can put His life in you. I'm just going to lead you in a simple prayer. It's just one sentence. It's not everything you and God will need to talk about, because a relationship is ongoing communication and ongoing intimacy. It's the same with God. But the relationship has to begin somewhere. And where God tells us it begins is He's waiting for you to give Him your life, to open up your life to Him so that He can put His life, His love, His forgiveness, His freedom, and His peace inside of you. So I want to lead you in a prayer right now. If you're ready to receive His peace, would you just pray with me right now? Jesus, I need your peace. I give you my life. Jesus, I give you my life. Just tell Him. Jesus, I need your peace. I need your life in me. Just tell Him right now, Jesus, I give you my life. Jesus, I give you my life. I pray in Jesus' name. If you just whispered that prayer to God, if you just whispered that prayer, Jesus, I need your peace. Jesus, I give you my life. I want to welcome you on this journey. We are now taking the first steps on this path toward peace. And I want you to begin to allow His peace to overwhelm you, His peace to fill you, His peace to guide you. The war within you, Jesus has already won it. and peace will prevail in your heart. In a few moments, one of our pastors is going to talk to you. He's going to guide you on the first steps on how you can begin to follow Jesus on this path toward peace. Now, I want to encourage you to join me for the next 5 weeks as we dive into the material, The Way of the Warrior. Join one of our book clubs, join one of our Bible studies, one of our small groups. Get connected as we dive into the material of The Way of the Warrior. We're all on a journey. The path to inner peace is waiting for you. So let's take 30 days. Let's commit 30 days to peace and watch what God will do. You guys have a great day. Thank you so much for joining us on the Mosaic Podcast. I want to encourage you to take the message you've just received, allow it to go deeply into your soul, to allow Jesus to do the deep work that only He can do. And I also want to encourage you to be a part of what we're doing here at Mosaic, to go to the Mosaic app and to become a part of the Mosaic Foundation, to become a regular giver, an investor in bringing this message across the world. I want to thank you so much for being here with us. God bless you.